kinds of random things. But actually, I kind of like and enjoy talking to Oli. He's very interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. And listening to your Morse code. Good practice. Keep at her. Well, I'll let you go. You have a good evening, Colin. 73 and...
88.
Is there anybody else? This is the last call for the...
Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango, Mike, in and out. I think you doubled with Tex there as well.
Wow, a lot of Dublin.
Yeah, so I did hear X-ray something Tango, Echo X-ray Tango, is it?
X-ray Echo Tango, Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango. And I'm not in Dublin, I'm here in Aldergrove.
And we got Randy Whiskey Tango Mike in and out. How's it going tonight, Tex?
Not bad. I was doing some stuff for the kids and then doing kind of re-wrapping up some guy lines, putting some swivels in them so the lines will get tangled up when you wrap them up. And thought, well, I'll come into the war room and see what the HF is like. Well, HF is dead. It's flat. Other than a couple things on 40, and that's about it. So I thought, well, I'll see what's on here. And I thought, oh, look, you guys are talking.
Funny how that works on those nets. Yeah, at least once a week for a half hour. Usually the length of our net. I'll hang around for a bit afterwards, but she's usually up and gone. Anything else to the net?
No, I don't have any traffic other than just to stop in and say hi and hope everybody's well. And today wasn't that bad of a day out there. It was good, so I'm hoping for another nice day tomorrow. And I'm about ready to hit the rack here, get my back off my my chair, and wish you all a 7-3.
Good.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. This is Nikki, and we would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening on the Ice Cabinet, and we look forward to hearing from everyone next week. Until then, please stay safe, stay warm, and stay happy. 88.
And 7-3. And Bob, do you have anything else to say?
Yes, I do. My normal sign off.
88.
Oh, I thought there'd be a lot more 88s. Okay, time to put your feet up. Enjoy the dregs of your ice cap or your coffee, and we'll yak again soon. 73B7RPX.
I did try to get in on that pile, Victor, the 7 uniform, Julia, Mike, 88.
You're in there, buddy.
Okay.
You're in there.
Thank you. 88.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, guys.
And for Max.
Meow.
I don't see him in here. He's probably sleeping on the other bed because he likes it nice and dark and quiet. And it's not very dark or quiet in here.
Oh, smart cat.
This is Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Kilo. Is the net still going or?
Well, I kind of just ended it, but you can go right ahead, Whiskey Bravo Kilo.
Yeah, I was kind of listening to you guys. I didn't... All of a sudden, it's dead. I figured, I don't know, maybe they shut it down. Anyway, good evening. Not bad of a day. And you guys have a good night, 73.
Yeah, right back at you, 73.
And 88, thank you.
We're here every Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock for a half hour. At least that's how long our show is. Sometimes people take over for me. No, only half hour. 8 o'clock to 8:30. See you up here. That's what I watch.
Oh, okay.
So we're always on time.
Okay.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, some other people that look after our net also. Sometimes they carry it longer. That's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah, I got a radio in my dock on and another mobile in my garage, but it's very staticky. I can hardly hear, so I had to fire up my big antenna. So that's where I'm on right now.
Well, it's definitely working for you. What area do you live?
Yeah, I just have a nice J-pole on the edge of the house there on the roof on the peak. And I'm running down to my basement with an LMR 400.
Oh, nice, nice. What area do you live in?
I am very close to the Popcom roundabout, like east of Chilliwack.
Oh, wow. Well, we're a long ways away from each other. I'm on Vancouver Island in a little town called Crofton, right across from Salt Spring Island.
That's quite a ways. That would be, what, 100 miles about?
Pretty darn close. If it wasn't for the repeater, I probably couldn't hear you. I mean, I can do simplex, but only on my beam does it work well.
I'm only running here on 25 watts, too.
Oh, I can't say the same, but I am on UHF also, and I'm running 50 here.
Yeah, I don't have UHF yet, then. I think my first, next buy is going to be a nice HF radio.
Well, you can do what I did. I bought UHF, VHF, and HF all in one radio.
Yeah, I wasn't smart enough when I bought my radios that time, but these are all old ones that I pull out of all my equipment or whatever. I figured, they're actually all ham radios, so.
Oh, very good. Well, the more practice you get, the more you're going to want. Trust me. 9 radios, 5 antennas, 1 beam, and 1 tower. It never ends.
No, I know. And the thing is, getting it past the wife, that's another big obstacle. But anyway, question for you guys. Is there a software to design antennas on so I can draw them like two-dimensional or three-dimensional and figure out all my my parameters?
I would say there is. I think I have one on my cell phone. I just got it in my hands. I'll keep blabbing away. Bring it up here, then I can know exactly what do I use. I have something called Antenna Tool, and you can put in the parameters of what you're doing, and you might want to have a look at that. It's an app, and I got it offline. I don't build antennas myself, but I'm sure there is, and there's probably something better than this out there, but it helps.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at YouTube on that DX Commander out of the UK, and then he has that MMANA, but I don't know, I can't kind of figure out how that thing works. It's a bit of a mess.
I know the feeling. Easy there. On my tool, antenna tool, you punch in the frequency where you want to talk to, and then it gives you the dipole length and the leg length, so you get two measurements, and the type of antenna you use, you can also choose whether it be vertical, quad, delta loop, whatever you like. As soon as I punched 440, I punched in Yagi, and then it tells me the driven length, the reflector length, the director length, and the element length. So it gives you an idea of what's going on.
Break 87 NRC.
There's a whole bunch of other people with more things to say. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I heard him, yeah, the Mana Gal. No, I would go with EasyNeck. If you can find EasyNeck, that's the widely kind of suggested one for antenna modeling there. And it can, learning curve, but once you get it figured out, it's fairly simple, and you can download pre-made ones and see how they behave and put in the frequency ranges and stuff. But yeah, EasyNet's definitely the easy one, hence the name. And it's free now. It used to be paid, but the guy retired and that made it free. So anyways, and yeah, the one James is talking about, yeah, if you're just looking for a dipole calculator, that sounds like it's a handy one. I have a site that's good for the dipole calculator too, but yeah, it depends what you're looking for. Back to Nat.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking for something I can make a delta loop or also NFAT half wave and another loop or a V. I don't know, there's a bunch of different things I want. I have a bunch of trees around my house, and then I want to put a tower on my house, like on top of the roof. There's a thing I can put it on, so I'll be around 40 feet high, and then I got to figure out how I want to make the loop, but I want to go all bands, like 80 to 10 or whatever.
Well, that's going to be a big loop.
That's going to have to be 270 feet.
Yep.
That's yeah, I got lots of room here. I can make that work. I just got to figure out how, if I need to have all my legs the same length or whatever. I don't know exactly how I want to. That's why I was wondering about a tool that I can draw it out.
Yeah, EasyNet's pretty good. EZNEC. And at 270 foot total, doesn't matter how big the sides are, you can make it a triangle or a square or up or a rectangular, whatever you want.
Thank you. I'm going to go look that up a little bit and figure out, play around with it. Thank you. 73.